Welcome in, Kingly Brothers and Heroic Husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this special episode, bringing you again a special episode from the King's Coaching Call series. This is where Dwayne from the Heroic Husbands Men's Circle movement, another regular guy like yourself or myself, with a deep willingness to do a regularly deep inner work to become the marriage transforming hero of his relationship. The topic that Dwayne brought in this King's Coaching Call was on the topic of deep intimate relating with his queen. Specifically, what Dwayne was drawn to ask guidance for was, how do you communicate a deep desire to have more sex, more deep sexual intimate connection with his queen, but deliver that in conversation in a way that it was safe for his queen to receive, as Dwayne was dealing with long-term deep sexual shame as it was showing up in his nervous system. It's the elephant in the room of what really blocks deep, intimate, long-term sexual relating between kings and queens around the planet stop unnecessarily. The fire goes out and we're left in this with this sick assumption of, oh, well, you know, the sexual fire just goes out over time. Sexual shame is one of the most underestimated influences at the back of the fire so-called going out inevitably in marriages. This is a really potent episode. Every single guy listening in, it's going to be relevant for you to support you being able to enter into that conversation with your queen again and again with strategic courage and with black and white clarity as to how to go at it in a way that massively multiplies the chances of you actually having a beautiful response from your queen over time, and you leading that sexual dance going forward in a ways that you're going to have uncommonly deep and beautiful and passionate sexual engagement with your queen long term. I let the introduction to Dwayne take us away here. Dwayne, brother, drop in to number two. Dwayne, can you bring your context and question, please?
Yeah, the context for me is, and the challenge is essentially the subject of sexuality in my marriage. Between my queen and I, it's such a sort of hot button fraught topic that whenever we have conversations about it, it tends to go south. We end up in frustration or hurt feelings, misunderstanding. I just can't seem to get aligned. But as I've been doing, you know, the work with the circle, I'm more aware that I'm carrying some shame around the subject myself. So my question really is, how can I, you know, look at that and take extreme ownership of my own sexual baggage to, you know, present a cleaner plate to my wife and help take away some of that anxiety and fear that I know I'm subconsciously bringing to those conversations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're on the right path with how you're phrasing the question, because you're phrasing it in ownership of your nervous system. Of how do you, you know, how do you take away the anxiety and the fear that you're bringing, that your own sexual baggage? One thing I'd lead with, Dwayne, is the practice of presence. You know, in this movement, you guys definitely hear within Heroic Husbands Men's Circles, you know, I speak to, you know, mountain in the storm. Be the mountain in the storm. That's masculine practice. Doesn't matter what the fuck is happening. The storm is going crazy. You're the mountain. Your stillness, you're there. It's a representation, a metaphor for presence. Now, one part that I'd encourage you to look at is in the storm, in my words, is wounds, wife, and world. And the most important part of that are your own wounds, is what's happening in your own nervous system. Foundationally, that fundamental point is your body is sending out a message that's evoking a response. Your question is lining up with that perfectly, Dwayne. So coming home and allowing yourself to have a human experience with this is the most healing thing that you can do, Dwayne. The distinction I draw for you is entitlement versus enlightenment as a paradigm of approaching your relationship. I'm going to take a leap of faith here, Dwayne. I'm going to confirm with you. I don't want to make any assumptions, but most guys, I know myself included, I, for so many years, came at the topic of sex and actually the topic of marriage from an entitlement perspective. I'm a husband. I'm your partner. I mean, some sex. I mean, I'm being a good guy. I'm doing shit around the house. I'm doing the parenting. I'm doing more than my dad ever did. You know, like I'm a good guy. I'm sort of entitled. And we might even think that word, but definitely the energy is, if I do enough good shit here in all of these other boxes in our married life together, surely this box of sex, of intimacy, I'm entitled to get some good shit coming back to me. Does that ring home for you, Dwayne, as sort of like a way of, if not now, previously approaching the topic of sex with your queen?
Yeah, if I'm honest, that's absolutely, yeah. There's a feeling there that aligns with that for sure.
Yeah, and that's perfectly okay. Because again, as always, just keeping it safe for you guys, you know, in this profoundly sick society, our dads, we didn't have elders, education, you know, how many minutes, how many seconds of 15 to 20 years of your educational journey was dedicated to conscious masculine, feminine relating? Fucking zero, you know, so like just it's, we come into it empty handed with a really sparse toolbox. So it's a-okay. So we come at it from an entitlement perspective. It's like, hey, I'm doing all of this good shit. Surely, you know, bit of sex. Come on, I'm almost like it's owing, but it doesn't work out because our queens are coming from a goddess perspective, from nature. I bring, and queens don't like, I'm assuming queens wouldn't like me comparing it like this, but hey, bunch of guys, rational minded. Let's go to nature and see what happens. In nature, we have horses outside, and when a mare is in season and the stallion wants to come along, that mare will kick the fucking shit out of that stallion. He has to earn his right to access horse sacred garden, his right to access, you know, a bit of good stuff going on there. A mare will, like we saw one example where a mare was starving the stallion for over a week, kicking the shit out of him, eating twice the amount of food just so she would deprive him of food. And then eventually we were actually to the point, Dwayne, where we were worried about this stallion. It's like, what the fuck? Like, he's going to die here. It's like, whoa. Eventually he proved he was worthy. This is like some universal natural law. Boy bitch energy doesn't like this, but this is the dance. So that's where I talk about go from entitlement, which is a boy energy. Hey, I've done my chores, mom. I should get playtime now. It's a boy energy. It's psychologically, it's coming from boyhood to king energy, to heroic husband's energy, which is, okay, this is about enlightenment. Now, enlightenment, forget about baggage. I don't mean to bring it in that like it has to be a Buddhist terminology, whatever that word is, and bring your own appropriate spiritual wording for it. And that is where you are going on a spiritual journey in this dance with your queen, and you're inviting her to come along with you for the ride. Now, a queen wants to go on a life journey ride with a king that can open her up to bliss, that can open her heart, that can be so safe, so trustworthy that he becomes the single most healing presence in her entire lived experience. And you are already practicing that, Wayne. There's been multiple times you've spoken into the circles, times when you became that healing presence, she softened. When you practice presence, a queen's nervous system can surrender and soften into, okay, I let you take me on that journey. So presence is key. I want to touch base with you, Dwayne. Is this making sense? What's rising up in you? Just keep it conversational.
Yeah, that makes sense. But I'm still curious about that, you know, the weight I'm carrying myself. In addition to that, I mean, I think there's that certainly a sense of entitlement. Like, yes, I look at all this stuff I've done, look at all the, you know, chores, whatever. But at the same time, I think I'm struggling with that sense that just, you know, even wanting, you know, whatever the entitlement is, like now I get my part, like where's my payback for the energy I put into the relationship. But there's also shame around that. It's like, well, now I want sex, but that's bad. Just sex itself is bad, and I shouldn't want that.
Yeah. So there's the epicenter of your enlightenment path, to reclaim your right as a man to own your desire, judgment free, of you're a sexual being, you love fucking, you love sex, you love making sex, primal energy, all the way to enlightened bliss, tantric loving, and everything in between with your fucking queen. And that's a fucking okay. That's essential. That's your work, is allowing yourself, reclaiming your right to be human. Beyond the baggage, hey, can be, you know, son, mother can bring shame. Very often they did, but hey, this society shames sexual desire. It conditions us, bombards us as men that tits and ass is the only thing, and then porn and then naked stuff on TV, and it's only, you know, young blonde women in a certain dress sense. It's like, and we're entitled. Powerful man is entitled to whatever. Like if you look at movie, if you look at celebrity, there's a lot of that stuff going on. This new story is a different story. It's honor, it's the highest spiritual integrity, and you earn the right. That's your access point. And when you, I would encourage you, Dwayne, the entry point into this conversation with your queen, little and often, because you can feel the buildup in your nervous system talking about it. Can you feel how the voice sort of your nervous system hardens up? And it's almost like it's an effort to get those words through. Yeah. That's perfectly okay, man. You'd want to see, have seen my white face in front of my queen how many times? Struggling to get the words out over, like, I desire sex. I'm okay. That does not make me inherently wrong as a human being. You allowing yourself to permission to go by yourself through journaling, through meditation, through reflecting on it, through listening to podcasts, listening to tons of other podcasts, read books, YouTube videos, so like marinate your nervous system in teachers, mentors, stimuli that consistently communicate to you, you're a fucking okay. It's not only okay, Dwayne, it's perfectly normal. That can take time. Again, it's like Andrew's answer, the fortress. Create a fortress within yourself where the only stimuli that are allowed in is, it's a fucking okay. This is okay. On a practical level with your queen, I would invite you to lead with intimacy in conversations with her. Invite her in. Not from entitlement. Hey, I'm doing all this stuff. How about some sex? I think I deserve it. To baby, intimacy, intimacy. I'm doing all this work and I'm just realizing there's 4 or 5 decades of shame just totally wedged in my nervous system. It's like it feels like it's stuck there. I'm reading these books, getting mentoring in my men's circles. I'm bringing this up often. Wow. My whole nervous system goes into a shudder. That's my human experience. I'm working on this by myself. I'd love your support on my healing journey with this. Make it about you. Because what guys do so often from the entitlement perspective is, I'm fine, I've got my shit together, I want to get it on, let's fuck. Why are you getting in the way of me fucking? It puts the pressure on the on it puts the pressure on our queen's nervous system to give something her nervous system isn't naturally wanting to give, because we're hiding all our own fucked upness, actually, all our flaws, our perceived flaws. So start from there going, hey, I'm going to make this about me. Share your human experience with this topic. Not on date night when you want to fuck her in 10 minutes' time. Little and often when you're going for a walk. Little and often when you have some time together and the kids aren't around. Little and often, hey, you're having a cup of coffee. Little and often, and share your story. Ask her consent to share it, but share it. Her nervous system then learns, oh, he's allowing himself to be human. And over time, her nervous system feels, I can be human too. You've shared fears for 3 or 4 or 5 conversations. I've fears. I've inadequacies too. But you lead the conversation with her, allowing yourself feel the fullness and own the fullness of your human experience as you relate with sex, your own sexuality, the sexual dance with your queen, without needing her to approve of you. There's the key point. Your queen, the rub in this is, as much as you possibly can, Dwayne, don't put the role of being a good mother on your queen. Our mother should have held space for her sexuality and went, hey, it's a beautiful fucking thing. You have an erection as a 5-year-old. I'm not going to shame it. Beautiful. Oh, you're getting excited. You've seen a naked woman on TV. That's fucking awesome. That's beautiful. You're a boy? Yeah, cool. Fantastic. If that's your sexual orientation, yeah, of course, get excited. That's beautiful. Our moms, quote unquote, should have done that, but they didn't. But don't put the projected judgment on your queen that she should hold a safe space for you, that she should make it safe the first time you bring up the conversation, the second time, because, hey, this conversation is going to trigger a lot of horror wounds on this topic. And it will get messy and it will get intense, but healing conversations can and very often get messy and intense. Your thing and your success in this is you do your work on the side, and then when you have the conversation, your success metric is I started the conversation. Whatever her response, I started it. It's a start. The ball is rolling. One conversation, 10,000 conversations, I'm leading it. Does that give you something to strategically focus your mind and intentionality with Dwayne in a meaningful way, doing this dance with your queen?
Yeah, as you said earlier, it's like what's a word or a concept that you can kind of latch onto that the 5-year-old inside can understand? And what I'm hearing is like baby steps. Just take it
Yeah.
a little bit at a time.
Yeah.
Don't
Yeah.
be like, I want this to be completely different now.
Exactly. Beautiful summary of that. When we have so much fear and tension and shame, we want to have it as a 5-minute conversation. That's it, because I can't fucking cope with this amount of shit. Just give me sex. Just give me what I want. No. It's boy energy. King energy is, hey, I'm going to bring this 10,000 times, 100,000 times. This is a life path. Let's get going. Baby steps. You've got this, man. You're already doing incredibly well in this arena. Incredibly well. You've had major responses from your queen. So batten down, get to work. Thanks for bringing it, man.